Leaving the ship, they took a beaten road where carts brought timber from the lofty hills down to the town below. Before the town, they met a maiden drawing water, the stately daughter of the Laestrygonian Antiphates. She had come down to the clear-flowing fountain of Artesia, from which they used to fetch the water for the town. So my men, drawing near, addressed her and inquired who was the king of the folk here, and whom he ruled. Whereat she pointed to her father's high-roofed house. But when they entered the lordly hall, they found a woman there, huge as a hilltop. At her they were aghast. Forthwith she called from the assembly noble Antiphates, her husband, who sought to bring upon my men a miserable end. Straight seizing one, he made his meal of him, and the two others, dashing off, came flying to the ships. Thereat he raised a cry throughout the town, and hearing it, the mighty Laestrygonians gathered from here and there, seeming not men but giants. Then, from the rocks, they hurled down ponderous stones, and soon among the ships arose a dreadful din of dying men and crashing ships. As men spear fish, they gathered in their loathsome meal. But while they slaughtered these in the deep harbor, I drew my sharp sword from my thigh and cut the cables of my dark-bowed ship, and quickly inspiriting my men, I bade them fall to their oars, that we might flee from danger. They all tossed up the water in terror for their lives, and cheerily to sea, away from the beetling cliff, my ship sped on. But all the other ships went down together there. Thence we sailed on with aching hearts, glad to be clear of death, though missing our dear comrades. And now we reached the island of Eia, where fair-haired Circe dwelt, a mighty goddess, human of speech. She was own sister of the sorcerer Eetes. Both were the children of the beaming sun, and of a mother, Perse, the daughter of Oceanus. Here we bore landward with our ship, and ran in silence into a sheltering harbor, God our guide. Landing, we lay 2 days and nights, gnawing our hearts because of toil and trouble. But when the fair-haired dawn brought the third day, I took my spear and my sharp sword, and from the ship walked briskly up to a place of distant view, hoping to see some work of man or catch some voice. So, climbing up, I took my stand on a rugged point of outlook, and smoke appeared rising from open ground at Circe's dwelling, through some oak thickets and a wood. Then, for a time, I doubted in my mind and heart whether to go and search the matter while I saw the flaring smoke. Reflecting thus, it seemed the better way first to return to the swift ship and to the shore, there give my men their dinner, and send them forth to search.